My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He is also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. On Thursday, he and Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist authored a piece in the Hill newspaper talking about the importance of moving on legislation that would strengthen email privacy for Americans. Senator Lee is here now to explain what the law currently is, what the legislation would do, and why it's really important to get this done much sooner rather than later. And Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Let's start with what the government can do right now regarding our emails. What does it take for the government to be able to access our emails?
Nothing. All the government has to do is have the thought, I want to go after so-and-so's email. They don't have to go get a court order. They don't have to get a warrant. They just have to decide they want it. As long as the email is at least 180 days old, they can get it. Now, that's wrong. That violates the spirit, certainly, and probably also the letter of the Fourth Amendment, and yet this has been in law, in statute, since 1986.
Now, you've mentioned that other forms of communication that date back quite a bit further, like the U.S. mail and phone records and so forth, they need a warrant. Is this a matter of the law not being updated, or was there a deliberate exclusion for emails here?
You know, I think what happened was that in 1986, email and this type of electronic communication were so new and so rarely used, I don't think there were many people who even contemplated that it could one day be as commonplace as it is now. At the time they adopted this, and I routinely ask people to think, you know, what were you doing in 1986? I was in the ninth grade, and, you know, email was the furthest thing from my mind. My family didn't even own a computer and wouldn't for many years later. But nobody had email back then unless they were working for the Department of Defense or unless they worked in certain government or college and university positions of employment. So I don't think they contemplated anything like cloud computing or anything like the email system that we have today. And so this may well have been an oversight. In any event, it's in there, it's in the law, it's wrong, and it needs to be changed.
So what would the Electronic Communications Privacy Amendments Act do?
Well, it would say that that doesn't create an exception to the ordinary requirement. You know, you would have to get a court order. You would have to have access to something, some type of official process in order to gain access to somebody's email. It's not enough that it would simply need to be 180 days old.
You and Mr. Norquist also point out in this piece for The Hill that it's got a lot of support from the public. It's got a lot of support from the tech community, a lot of support in the House, a lot of support in the Senate. Yet they sit in committee. They haven't even been marked up yet. Why not?
Yeah, that's the thing. Every time this comes up, even though this is the most co-sponsored bill in Congress or one of them and one of the most bipartisan in many ways, there's always somebody who brings up an objection, which really mystifies me. The objection is this could make it more difficult for government to gain access to documents that it wants. And my response to that is, yeah, and that's the whole point. That's also the whole point of the Fourth Amendment. For that matter, that's the whole point of having a constitution at all, is you want to make certain things more difficult for the government to do. That's what we call rights. That's the whole reason why we have a constitution in the first place.
In the piece, you point out that the Securities and Exchange Commission has been a particular hurdle in this. So what about some of the intelligence agencies who have obviously been very concerned about action taken over phone records and bulk data and that sort of thing? Have they been on this issue as well?
They've been less vocal on this issue, in part because they've got other tools that they can use in order to gain access to what they need. The Securities and Exchange Commission has been the most vocal of the agencies on this one. But again, I just don't think that their argument carries the day.
Senator, obviously, given the access the government has to our emails right now, the sooner this gets taken care of, the better in your mind and many other minds. But you point out in this piece that there's an actual urgency to get this done ASAP for other reasons. Explain those reasons.
Yeah, well, we need to get it done this year because unless we get it done this year, people are going to continue to ignore it. We need to get it done this year because we've got a lot of people who have already signed on to it in this Congress, Democrats and Republicans. We don't know what would happen in a future Congress, but we know that we've got a lot of support in this Congress, and this is something that could pass with bipartisan support. It's something that could get the president's signature. We also need to do it because the Constitution requires it. I discussed this bill and others like it in a book I came out with a few months ago called Our Lost Constitution, in which I explained that the Fourth Amendment's not just a good idea. It's also the law, but it's there for a reason, and it's there because governments tend to abuse too much power when they have access to it.
Republicans, of course, control both sides of Congress. I assume this is a Judiciary Committee matter, so you have Senator Grassley and Chairman Goodlatte over in the House. What have they said about where this ranks among their priorities?
Well, this does not appear to have been a priority for them so far. I'm trying to change that.
Do you have a lot of optimism that given the co-sponsoring and the number of petitions that have come in that they can change their minds?
Yes, I'm always optimistic, especially when we've got a bill like this that has so much support from the public. I do think we've got the potential to change minds and to get people more excited about it. There's nothing that can change minds quite like input from members of the public, and that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about this every time I get the chance. This is the kind of thing where the public really can move the needle.
Are they generally ambivalent about the issue, or do they have objections with it along the lines of what the SEC is doing?
They have some concerns because of some of the things that some government agencies, including and especially the SEC, have expressed. I understand that concern. I get it. But in my mind, that doesn't obviate the need for the legislation. Far from it. It actually highlights the need for it because of the fact that that's, again, why we have a Constitution, is to place limits on government so their power can't be abused.
Well, Senator, we'll keep track of it again. It's Senate Bill 356 and House Resolution 699. It's already been a, let's just say, unique political year, so let's see if this passage of this bill becomes part of the legislative calendar as well. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, co-author of a piece in the Hill newspaper today talking about the need to move on email privacy reform legislation, and he's a strong proponent of Senate Bill 356. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.